We are joined right now by an outfielder for the Los Angeles Angels. He had a big game last night. He went 3-for-4. He had a run scored in that win over Texas on the season. He's hitting .282, 4 home runs, 24 runs knocked in. Second-round pick overall, or a second-round draft pick, I should say, in 2016 out of Buford High School. The Angels are a game out of first in the AL West. And they're at home tonight against Texas once again. Brandon Marsh is my guest. Brandon, really nice to have you on. How are you?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Good, good. So a few things I want to talk to you about, but I want to start with that home run that you brought back in the fourth inning last night. It seemed like you had that ball tracked all the way. Can you take me through it? What did you see, and then how good did it feel to bring that one back?
It was cool. I had a bunch of time to find the wall and to get to my spot so I can leap. He hit it pretty high, like 40 plus. Degree launch angle, so I had a bunch of time to get under and find my spot and shoot my shot. So yeah, it was a fun time.
Brandon Marsh, my guest. Let me ask you this: you had a big day at the plate too. You went 3-for-4, and you had a run scored. So what's more satisfying to you, a big day at the plate or a home run robbing catch?
I definitely say for me, defense. I love some good defense, so I would definitely say that's more fun for me.
All right, I get that. Now, I'm not sure what's better, the catch or the way your hair and your beard were flowing on that play, dude. I've talked to a lot of guys over the years about this who have either long hair or great beards. They always tell me there is power in the follicles. There's power in the hair. So how much power is there then in a 1-2 combo of the long hair and the beard, because you don't come across that very often?
You know what, man? I don't know, but I hope there's a lot of special power in it.
Brandon Marsh, there's got to be, right? Like you said, for instance, you used to have a Bieber flip, but when it comes to the facial hair, you were a late bloomer, and that your facial hair was not connecting back in the day. When did you finally get that beard to work like that? And then, how much pride is there in that?
I would say probably back in late 2019, 2020, it started to come together a little bit. And late 2020, early 2021, it started to blossom a bit. And I've been rocking with it since. It's very special to me. It's kind of who I am now, and I'm rocking with it as long as I can.
Oh, heck yes. It's great. So last night, Brandon Marsh, my guest, last night Noah Syndergaard retired the first 13 Rangers that he faced. He went 8 strong innings. He allowed just one run. I'm curious, when he's dealing like that, how much energy and juice does that give everybody else on the team?
It brings everyone else confidence, you know, just to go to play good behind them and just to try to get them some run support. So the bats, they were working last night. Noah, he was lights out on the bump. Loop and Iggy came in, shut it down. It was all around just a good team win, man. It was fun to be a part of that game last night.
You know, Brandon, I'm not that far from you or the stadium. In fact, I was at the stadium a few nights back, and I grew up in Southern California. I've spent my entire life here, so I understand what it means. I understand how hungry this fan base is to get back to the postseason. I also understand that it's a long, long, long year, and it's kind of silly to talk postseason in May, but does this feel like a team that has something special in it?
I would definitely say so. Like you said, not looking too far ahead. We're only a quarter of the way through the season, but you'd have to be silly if people weren't thinking about going to the postseason. That's the goal for everyone, and we have a very special, talented group, and we just got to keep this train rolling and keep this momentum and keep feeding off each other, and we should be right where we want to be when the time comes.
We're talking to Brandon Marsh. So much talent in that clubhouse. Like, you came into a clubhouse with Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani. You've said that what Ohtani does is like the most amazing thing you've ever seen with your own eyes. I mean, you're a really gifted athlete. You were a second-round draft pick. You were a highly touted prospect, and you're playing at a really high level. So what do you think when you see Ohtani throw triple digits and then have that amazing power that he has at the plate?
Yeah, it's... People ask me, you know, all the time just about Shohei, and I tell them every time it never gets old. If anything, there's something new every time he's out there on the bump or he's up there at the plate. So He's special, man. He's a one of a kind, and just an incredible dude. You know, we're blessed to have him on our side.
So the story goes that when you were in AAA, you were asleep, and you got the call from your manager that you were getting promoted to the majors. What do you remember about that moment and knowing that you were going to make your major league debut?
It was weird because it was early in the morning when I got the call from our manager in Salt Lake, and I thought I was dreaming. So it was awesome. You know, I called my mom, and then it kind of like sunk in. I was like, dang, this is happening. You know, it felt awesome. And, you know, we've just been riding with it ever since, and we just got to keep it going.
Hey, Brandon, I can't even imagine, like, I did this for so long. And then I had a couple of sons, and then they both played baseball. And, you know, just normal high school baseball players, right? But they go through the track, and they play travel ball. And then it's like, I don't know what it is, but sitting in the stands and watching my son, who's now a junior in high school, pitch is like the most nerve-wracking thing in the world. I can't even imagine what it must have been like for your mom, you know, for your family, for you yourself. Well, when you finally made that major league debut, did it feel like baseball is baseball, I've got a process? Or what was that day like for you?
That day against the Mariners, that the game was the speed of the game felt super, super fast. And I don't think I took the breath and tried to slow it down. I think I tried to go fast with it. And it was a super, super cool day. But it was eye opening for sure, you know, just knowing that these guys are super legit up here, and in order for me to stay here I gotta get with the program. So it was awesome, you know, being in the locker room with you know, all those guys that you mentioned earlier, and one of the best days of my life, and you know, super grateful for it.
That's cool. Brandon Marsh, my guest for another moment or so. Is that a matter of, and it's like the hardest thing, right? Simple but not easy, this whole notion of try easier. Is that kind of what that is? Like, try easier?
Yeah, just try to slow it down a little bit so it doesn't get too fast for you.
Let me ask you this finally. You talk about being a great athlete. You come from a family of athletes. Your sister, Erin, won the ACC championship in the heptathlon. What was it like to grow up in such an athletic and competitive family?
I thought it was super fun. You know, always competing against my sister. My sister, she'd show up whenever I was getting picked up for you know, a little league football practice, and she'd come and race all the guys. So and she'd beat over half of us. So she's awesome, man. You know, my mom, you know, she loves playing some tennis. So, I used to grow up and play some tennis with her and, you know, beat her most of the time and get her mad. And we'd have some fun with that. But, you know, it's all fun. You know, we all compete with each other, even with the littlest things that when you wouldn't expect it. So, super competitive family, and I think that helped plays in to all of our lives today.
You know, we talk about this all the time, but you obviously played a lot of different sports growing up. Is that helping you right now? Or, you know, because I see this also, the culture of baseball, especially here in Orange County, like, you know, specialize. In Georgia, you obviously were playing other sports. Did that help make you a better baseball player?
I wouldn't say help makes me a better baseball player. I would say maybe on, like, the mental side, or the, you know, the preparation, or just the way you go about the day, just the attitude. You know, I think I take a little football attitude. I bring a little football attitude into the clubhouse, and I think that helps. That helps gets me going, you know, before a 6:30 game, and just ready for that. The football definitely helped. I would say so. Maybe not physically, it tore me down a bit, but mentally, it got me locked in, ready for these games, man.
Mindset. The Angels playing really good baseball. They're a game out of first in the AL West. A lot of baseball still to be played, but it's exciting to have them there. And talking about it, their outfielder, Brandon Marsh, our guest. Brandon, great to have you on. Appreciate you. Appreciate the conversation. And great to talk some Angels baseball. Thanks so much.
No, thank you. Appreciate you guys having me, man.
That was fun. Good job. Brandon Marsh joining us. He's got an amazing look. I mean, really talented player. Let's not lose track of that. but the kind of look that is so cool that Dodger Jano, the first time she saw Brandon Marsh and did not know who it was, she's like, wow, look at that guy. And I'm like, yeah, that guy's a really good player too. Really good player.